Do you enjoy a tipple? Maybe mid-afternoon, maybe on the course, maybe early morning. If you do, and you don't want to lug the bottle around with you, and you're looking for the perfect vessel to tote around your finest beverage of choice, head over to ragproper.com. That's ragproper.com for the original modern glass flask. I'm sure you all are familiar drinking out of the old metal, stainless, metallic. Just not good. It's not good for the booze. Head over to ragproper.com. Get yourself a modern glass flask. Tell them Birdies and Bourbon sent you. Are you looking for a special gift for that someone, for maybe just some random occasion? Go check out slabcigarclub.com. Their mission is to curate an unparalleled monthly experience, delivering cigars to aficionados and beginners alike. If you appreciate a good smoke, or you know somebody that does, be sure to go and check out slabcigarclub.com. Tell them you heard about it on the Birdies and Bourbon Show.
Make more birdies.
A bottle of bourbon, a little glass, and some ice.
This is not a tip. This is a prescription. Trust me. If you don't, you will fall out of bounds.
Welcome to Birdies and Bourbon. Sit down and have a sip.
Welcome back to the Birdies and Bourbon Show. Dan, on today's episode, we're going to discuss the worst dress of the Masters.
Ooh.
We might just rank the wags.
Oh, boy.
I want to know how many pimento cheese sandwiches you think you could eat in one trip to the Masters. And I guess we're heading about 142 miles southeast, and we're going to make our way to Hilton Head Island. I might even talk about an experience I've had there, a time or two. But first, here's the question, Dan.
Okay.
Allegedly, Scotty Scheffler, he said he was flying home to Meredith, expecting in a couple of weeks. Was that funny? Do you think that was funny?
I know where it's going.
was expecting in a couple weeks. And I guess he made a little pit stop.
Yeah.
He made a pit stop at the, I think it's called the Inwood Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it says Scotty wearing the green jacket at the Inwood Tavern last night in Dallas.
Mm.
So now, mind you, it looks like there's, I don't know if he's the owner or a server. He does have a cool Beatles shirt on. Not Scotty, but one of the guys in the picture. The other guy, he's got a nice security. He's got a nice skull cap on, looking good. So it looks like my kind of bar. There's all kind of writing and scribbling on the wall. I mean, I can definitely support this kind of behavior.
I know.
You know the one thing that's missing, Dan, that you would typically see in a photo taken at a tavern, especially if you were celebrating your victory of your second green jacket?
What's that?
Well, what about a brewski at least?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Nick had one of those.
Do they not serve near beer at this bar?
Even Mick had one of those.
I mean, does Lone Star not make a 0% alcohol beverage?
You'd think so.
I wouldn't know, but you would think. If not, I found your audience. It's Scotty Scheffler followers, all the sheep would like. Heineken makes one. Do they allow people to drink Heineken in Texas?
I don't know. That's a good point.
Corona makes one.
Just ask Ricky.
I mean, close to the border. Bucky could have slipped him one. Just slip him a little 0%er.
Exactly.
Do you think he was really? I mean, it doesn't look like it's photos. There's some pictures floating around of the of post tournament activities, shenanigans, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
This one is of Scotty Scheffler, and he's got his blue pants on. He's wearing his peach colored shirt, and he's got the green jacket.
Yep.
So you're telling me And I would expect that he's flying private out of Augusta Airport straight to DFW. Maybe he flew into Love Field. I don't know, right? Or maybe he's flying in somewhere even lesser known. But you're telling me he didn't shower before he went and got on that damn plane?
I don't think he did.
And change clothes?
I don't think he did.
I mean, he was talking about how he couldn't wait. He was in the interview. We missed the interview because I had to go back and rewatch it. You wanted to get on here and talk about the Masters. So I mean, I had to forego.
I was forcing that show last night.
I had to forego the Rom handed the jacket. You couldn't watch the shit live. Who knows what they edited out of the thing that I didn't get to see. But he clearly told the interviewers when he was doing his presser. He said, paraphrasing, but essentially he said, can't wait to get out of here and get home, get back to Dallas. Yeah. I'm going to see Meredith. Clearly, he couldn't wait to get back to the friggin' bar, to the tavern.
Maybe he got back late, right? So I would assume that he left Augusta 9-ish, 10-ish.
Okay.
So he flies back. Two and a half hours.
Yeah.
You know.
Gains an hour.
Gets back. Texas is probably Central still time. Gets back around midnight, right? And pregnant wife may be sleeping.
So he's going to go and dip into the old Inwood Tavern.
Doesn't mean he didn't call her beforehand and said, these are my plans. You're going to be sleeping. I just won the Masters, and I have a calling that I need to be at this bar.
He had a lot of callings during his, there was a lot of Jesus in that. I mean, hey, it just goes to show this is not a political or religious event here.
Yep.
But it goes to show if you love the Jesus, the Jesus will be good to you.
Correct. Now you said, why did he not have a beer in his hand? Right?
Yes.
I think that's Masters rules. You can't have the green jacket on. That's
You can't have. That could be. Look at Scotty Scheffler, the rule follower.
That's right.
Wow.
That's
right.
Can't have it. Can't have photos outside of Augusta National with it in your hand, right? Isn't that one of the rules? Wow. I think it's one of the rules.
Could be. Could be. I don't know.
So he took it off and had his beer next to him, probably. Yep.
Past the Lone Star. Mm-hmm. Past the Lone Star in the balconies. Yep. Could be. Yeah. Who's your, by the way, so far, this was our 88th Masters. Who's your favorite Masters champion thus far?
My favorite Masters champion so far?
And it doesn't have to be someone that you actually watched. It could be somebody before you'd even, were you conceived?
My favorite Masters champion so far.
Yeah, who's your favorite? Who's your favorite champ? Who's your favorite?
I would guess probably there's a couple of them, but I'm trying to whittle it down. I want you to go first because you hit me with this out of the blue, and I'm like, should I go Scotty? Should I go Spieth?
You didn't get the show notes. I see. Yeah,
exactly.
So my favorite is I put a lot of thought into
Scotty
this.
Scotty and then Adam Scott. By the way,
I know who you meant. So that's my first lean. However, he's into these Crocodile Dundee outfits. We'll talk about that in a minute when we get to the worst dressed folks at the Masters. I think it's Spieth. I think that Spieth, I mean, kind of followed a lot of folks from Texas that have played well there, and a lot of Texas heritage at the Masters. Mm-hmm. And he is since, he was up until yesterday. He had been anointed the Golden Boy. Now he's the player formerly known as the Golden Boy of Augusta National. So I think it's Spieth for me. Okay. I think just the creativity and everything that comes around it, I think that's my favorite.
I'll go a very controversial route.
Ooh.
And
we love this. We love this controversy.
Yeah, I will go with the man who has changed golf single-handedly by himself. Three-time winner. Mr. Phil Mickelson.
Yes.
Mr. Outspoken. He is fun.
I love it.
He is fun.
I love it.
That guy loves to talk.
Except, and he used to say, I mean, he was always very complimentary and talked about what the Masters meant to him, and you know, even before he was a champion, about what it meant to be able to play there. And now his lips are sealed.
Lips are sealed. Didn't say anything at the dinner to Faldo. Nothing.
Didn't even talk to Faldo.
Didn't even talk to him.
How's he going to get anointed if he doesn't if he doesn't warm back up to Faldo?
Phil's a great champion, though. You know, he's in. I don't think he's beloved there anymore, but I just think he's done good things for golf. I mean,
so do I.
It's in a tough spot right now, but they'll come out ahead. Don't you think?
I do think they'll come out ahead. Yeah, I don't think we touched on this last night. Better with the live players versus not.
Yeah, you got to have the live players there. If not, then John Rahm is like, well, Rahm would have won if it wasn't for if he was there. You know, now like, maybe Scotty beat him.
He plays like that.
I
agree. I think better with the live players all the way. I'll take it a step further, and better to have the best players in the world than to keep it to as an isolated event. So for sure, I think it was a better event. How many pimento cheese sandwiches do you think you could eat in an outing at the Masters, Dan?
in a single sitting or in the day?
In the day. The whole day.
Probably the three. Day. Maybe three. Yeah. What do you think? It's a lot of stuff to eat.
I mean, like if it were a contest, I think I could put back like
you
five
put,
or six.
You probably five or six. You're much bigger. You're much bigger than I am, by the way. So
yeah, it's true. That's true. Got a big tank. I mean, I could definitely put back more beers than I could pimento cheese sandwiches.
Good point.
I could put back more beer. Yep. More beers.
That was a fun week, right? Did you think about anything new over the last day that we didn't talk about yesterday regarding the Masters?
I did. I thought we touched on it, but there's some other people that I want to call out. There's two things that I thought about. What about the wax? We didn't even get close to touching on the wax.
Go ahead.
You know what the wax is.
You told me what he schooled me on.
Wives and girlfriends. Mm-hmm. Wives and girlfriends. If you ranked the ones that you saw that were there, if I ranked it, where I would start, she didn't hang around very long.
It was a little bit longer than Minnesota a couple of years ago.
That is indeed a fact. Yeah. But Paulina, obviously, that's I've got to put her at the golden girl of the WAGs. Jenna Sims is trying really hard, though. She is really putting some effort into
They're rivals.
They are. I get it. I totally understand this. Jenna's trying really hard. I don't know that there's. They're kind of taking and running away with it, as far as I see.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're trying the hardest for sure.
They're definitely trying the hard. Jenna's trying real hard.
Real hard.
Yeah. Overcompensating for something. I don't know what it is. But yeah. Exactly. For a guy, I'd know what it was, but I don't know what she's overcompensating for.
Well, Brooksy just had his first kid like last year, right? So, yeah.
Yeah. She's trying to get an episode of Real Housewives of Professional Golfers.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Oh, that'd be fun to watch, actually.
It was. Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
It would be good.
Yes.
It would be good. Real Housewives of Professional Golfers. Yes.
And you'd have to go Professional Golfers, thanks to Phil. You couldn't do the PGA Tour.
Thanks to Phil. Thanks. You can't do the PGA Tour. You've got to spread the love here. We got to give a little to everybody. So yeah, but I think that'd be a good show. I would be more entertained by that probably than I am. What's it called? Full Send, Full Swing, Swing On, whatever the Netflix thing. I didn't particularly. They didn't do it for me. Not as a professional golf fan. Didn't do it for me. An amateur golf fan, I could see where that probably kind of gives you what you're looking for. Didn't give me anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
The worst outfit of the Masters. We touched briefly on one of these guys last night. Anybody outside of Jason Day come to mind? Quite frankly, I don't think Jason Day was the worst dressed.
He was pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. I'll give you that. But this other guy. I don't know if you got a picture of him or not.
I'll find one real quick. Hovland was pretty bad too, right? Hovland's usually pretty bad.
Not good, but he's always bad.
Yeah.
He's always bad. Jay Lindberg? Is that what he? How much Jay Lindberg gear do you own?
It's tons.
I can tell. Looks like you just came from the office today, by the way. Were you in the office?
Yeah, I did. I did.
But I'll tell you, it's Sergio Garcia.
Yeah, hold on.
Holy shit, was he bad. I mean, it was not good. I guess that's why they didn't let him stay for the weekend. They said, we got to get you guys out of here. and you, Jay Day, if you don't get that friggin' sweater off, you're out of here.
You're out of here.
No, that's not even this one was very benign.
This was Friday.
What's that nut grab? Did you see that nut grab he was doing coming out of there?
He's always been kind of odd like that. Yeah. All right, hold on. Let me get the. There's another day.
Yeah. Those red pants and the white shirt. Like I can tolerate that. Somebody said, "Who's this?" Now this guy's not a. He's not a prolific fan of golf, but he understands it. He gets it. He likes to bet. And he looked at Sergio's outfit for Thursday, I guess. And he said, what is he? Is he sponsored by John Deere?
Yep. Yep.
I'm like, I don't think so, but that's not a bad idea.
All right, here you go.
Not a bad. Aha. Oh, that's not good. Not good.
John Deere. He is wearing Masters colors.
It's John Deere, man. Oh, right there. You can see below. John Deere. John Deere below tagged it. Says agreed.
Agreed. It actually is the real John Deere, I think.
I think it is. I think it's actually the tractor manufacturer. I think it is John Deere. I think Sergio just got, what I was calling the worst dressed player at the Masters probably just turned this into a marketing play.
Oh, here we go.
We love this. I can't. I mean, they could have got him for copyright, a trademark infringement, or something. They got to have those colors marked, right? It's mm-hmm. clearly looks like he bogarted those. I don't know. All right, I'm good with the Masters. You good with the Masters?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I guess we'll head to the RBC. Oh, before we get into the RBC Heritage. So I want to, and we talked about this, but I want to expound on this event that they've got, the scheduling. Way to go, Jay.
I know, Jay.
You really screwed the pooch on this one, Jay. I don't even know what's happening here. So there are 8 signature events. They're calling them signature events this year, Dan, by the way. You like to call them elevated or designated. And if you're in the know and speaking professionally, they call them signature events.
Yep, signature events.
There are 8 of them. We've already experienced 4 of them. We'll have our 5th one this week, which is the RBC Heritage. Yep. I just want to make, and this is the week after the Masters, okay? I want to make mention, and we actually talked about this 2 weeks ago, how do players like to prep for a major?
Mm-hmm.
And there are some that like to play the week before the major, and some like to take the week off before the major.
Right.
The Wells Fargo Championship, May the 6th through the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what happens the following week in, this is so dumb to me. Guess what happens the following week at Valhalla in Kentucky?
Tournament gets played. That's PGA.
PGA Championship.
Yep.
All right. So Wells Fargo, North Carolina, it's in North Carolina. South Carolina. Quail Hollow.
South Carolina. Oh, Quail Hollow. Well, yeah, Quail Hollow is in South Carolina. Yep.
Wells Fargo.
North Carolina, yeah.
Wells Fargo.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about RBC. I'm sorry. Yep, go ahead. Keep going.
No. Okay. Yep. Wells Fargo, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Charlotte.
6th through the 12th.
Yep.
Well, then they're going to make them travel to Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
For the PGA Championship the week of May the 19th.
Yep.
All right. This is so dumb. And then we've got the Memorial the week of June the 9th. And then they're going to make them travel to Pinehurst, North Carolina for the U.S. Open the week of June the 16th.
Man.
Couldn't we have done like a little switcheroo? Because you can bet your ass that Kentucky is a hell of a lot closer to Ohio and Charlotte is a hell of a lot closer to Pinehurst than what they've coordinated here. I don't understand. Why would you do that? Why would you be, do you want to talk? I mean, talk about running a business. Horrible. I'm no supply chain or logistics guy, but I can tell you, if we're already having an event in North Carolina, why don't we just piggyback on the other event that's happening in North Carolina? That could have been an easy switch, Dan. Mm-mm. From the Memorial to the Wells Fargo, switcheroo, and you know how close Kentucky is to Ohio, Dan?
Pretty darn close.
It's a border state. Do you know what is not a border state to Kentucky or Ohio, Dan?
North Carolina,
come on and raise up. I mean, holy shit. I am not a smart guy, but I can even figure this out.
Jeez.
Way to go, Jay.
Way to go, Jay.
God, I mean, seriously, like how dumb could this be?
Ridiculous.
Why would you do that? Why would you do it?
So I'm sure they're thrilled to be in South Carolina this week, right? Oh, yeah. All that wind and chaos and everything. And yeah. Thrilled.
Well, it's not breezy down on the coast of South Carolina.
Nothing like it was in Augusta.
and the course isn't hard either. I mean, it's only a peat dye coastal course. What could go wrong with this?
Nope. No hidden traps there. Something in distortions. This course is
VDs. VDs. The course has VD, visually distracting, as PB would say of his late great father. This course has VD.
Yep. Visually distracting.
So who doesn't? I mean, Scotty was talking about he couldn't wait to get home.
Yep.
So he's spending. Let's say all in, right? You got to get to the airport. Now, granted, he ain't going through security and all that shit. I get that. But you still, I mean, it's still a pain in the ass to get from the course to the airport. And then from the airport to the tavern. And then you got to go home.
Yep.
He didn't mention a single word about stopping at the tavern on the way home. Didn't mention it.
Nope.
They'll cheated on that one. Well, he may have. I don't know. I was distracted. I couldn't watch the whole event. And somebody wanted to record about something.
yeah, sure.
So does Scotty Scheffler actually show it? I couldn't find what the penalty was for missing an event. But last year, if you missed more than one event, it said you were going to forfeit 25% of your PIP earnings.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of players that are in the top 50, and there's another five, and that are in this signature field, which is a no-cut event that's happening at Harbortown this week.
I know.
So there ain't no showing up and kissing babies and shaking hands. Now, do you know who's happy? Come Monday, it'll be all right.
Dusty,
you know who's happy?
Dustin Johnson.
Dusty, very happy. Very happy.
He's going fishing.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Cam Smith. Smitty.
Smitty, very happy. Let's see here.
Hatton, driving his Lambos.
Hatton, Jocko.
Jocko.
that tickled today. I don't know. Cam Smitty may be a little upset. I mean, he was a big fan of Harbortown.
It's true.
He said the fish were biting down
there.
That's right. All the Live guys have got to be going like, fuck, this is a good move, man. I mean, we get to play the Masters and we don't have to drag our ass down.
They had to play the week before, right? So if you're going to mandate something, mandate the week before.
You play the week before.
Yeah.
You play the week before.
Yeah. We've always said, even before all this Live, everything, this week was an exhale week.
What a horrible idea. Why would we play a tournament right after the Masters that's so close to the tournament that just finished?
Mm-hmm.
Horrible idea. Horrible I mean, you idea. Could drive there in a couple of 3 hours.
Yep.
At most, horrible idea. Way too close. Yep. That's way too close for us. We can't do that. You move the signature event to the week before. It's in Texas. Yep. I mean, that makes total sense.
Yep.
Total sense. We got some rescheduling today. Maybe that's what's holding this Live deal up. horrible in logistics. Horrible.
Good points.
Horrible. I mean, even I can schedule better than that. I'm not good at anything, really.
Well, another good point.
I have them every now and then.
I know you do.
All right, are we ready to? We're ready to head to the RBC.
I'm sure
I'll have more rants and raves along the way. RBC Heritage will be held in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, Harbortown Golf Links, hard ass golf course, by the way. Pete Dye built this beauty in 1969, I believe, or opened it in 69. Par 71, just shy of 7,200 yards. And here's the way this is going to go, Dan. You gotta hit fairways. You got to be good on approach, and if you're not, you damn well better be scrambling your ass off.
Exactly.
Because challenging golf course.
Yep.
So we've got 69 players. I don't know why we have 69. I guess that's the way the number worked out to me. I don't know who's out, but it does say we've got a field of 69. It's a no cut event, so. Birdies and eagles will be wonderful. We definitely didn't have our fair share of birdies and eagles at the Masters, so we should see quite a few more here. So let me tell you about some of the previous winners and runners up here. Last year, and this is another course that does kind of lend a helping hand to some course history. So Matt Fitzpatrick, 2023. I guess it's a tartan jacket. He donned the tartan jacket. Jordan Spieth was runner-up. Jordan Spieth won in 22. Patrick Cantlay was runner-up. Stuart Sink in 21. Remember the resurgence of Stuart Sink? Emiliano Grillo and Harold Varner came in tied for runner-up. Webb Simpson, Abe Anser runner-up. Pan Chang Su. Seer, you may know him as CT Pan.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Kuchar was runner-up. Satoshi Kodaira, a big Asian present. This is my kind of course. Siwoo Kim was runner-up. Let me see if there's any more notables that are going to be here. Kisner was runner-up in 2015. Here's Kuchar again at 2014. Jim Furyk has made this place his playground. Sneds won here in 2011. Luke Donald's won here. He has not won, but he's been runner-up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, it looks like. So not necessarily long hitters. I mean, lots of shot shapers, lots of accuracy. So that's I think that's kind of where we're going to be, and lots of Pete Dye folks that have had success on Pete Dye golf courses.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we heading?
Scotty Scheffler.
Other than our friends over at fantasynational.com. I mean, if you look at the model rank, I mean, looking at the last 24 rounds, I mean, shit, man, he's number one with every. The only thing he sucks at is putting, and what I just saw at Augusta last week.
Yeah,
that was he really didn't even suck at putting. So model rank number one. Well, who could argue with that? I couldn't. And if he showed, Scotty Scheffler has won 3 out of his last 4 tournaments. He's made like some ridiculous amount of money. It was like, $13 million or something in his past three. If Scotty shows up to play, do you play Scotty Scheffler?
I'd say no, because I think it's getting even closer to the wife calling him back home and not taking that risk. For the kids getting born, you know, isn't the kid supposed to be born any day now?
How many sick days do they get on the PGA Tour?
I don't know.
What's the paternity leave look like for a medical emergency?
Exactly.
I mean that's probably not that far fetched to say that that could be a thing.
Big risk. Big risk.
Big risk. You say.
How does Cantlay play here?
I mean, he plays good everywhere. I mean, what's
he plays good everywhere?
Cantlay's kind of Cantlay third, second, miscut, T3. Yeah. I say we ink it.
Let's go ahead and ink it.
And Cantlay, by the way, projected ownership looks like 19%. But I like it. I like where like what we saw out of the Masters. I like everything about it. And this is just Cantlay's kind of place.
Yeah, I agree.
And from where I'm at. So the good news is we're going to be able to get pretty cheap here if we need to. Mm-hmm. Cantlay T22, by the way, last week. Mm-hmm. So recent form, he's real close right there. T3 at the Masters, T7 at Valero. What is he doing?
I'm with you. I wanted to go there. I just don't know if we can afford him, but yeah.
T15 and T10 in his last two outings here. I think Tony Fleetwood's the way to go.
Well, how is he more expensive than Max?
Well, so Max, I don't know if you saw this or not. Max said he hadn't drank in a while.
I saw. I did. I was offended by the comment, by the way.
I was offended as well. And he said he was saving it for after the Masters.
Little quitter.
I'll drink to that. He said, so I think we can, I'm not afraid to anchor with Cantlay and Tony Fleetwood.
Okay.
And we can work around it.
Okay. So where are we going next? We got to get down into the eights, so right, or sevens?
No, I think we can go to the sevens.
Sevens, okay.
I think we can go to the sevens pretty easy. Right. We can get into the sixes. So
right here.
Let's see. What do we got? What are you looking at? Who are you looking at? Looking for him?
Harmon.
So I like that. How does he play there? I think I like Harmon here. Let's see. Where are you at, Harmon? I don't know. So he's going to be 14% owned, projected, and he plays cut. He didn't play well in it.
No, we can take him out.
Missed a cut last year. Yeah, T25. Missed a cut. Cut.
Let's take him out. Okay.
Abort. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I was looking at the wrong.
Yeah, put him back in.
Wrong page. Put him in. Put me in, Coach. Okay, T7, T35, T13, T28. I can support that. Yeah, I can support that.
All right. It's different Harmon this year, right?
If we need a different Harmon.
All right.
We may have to do some shuffling.
Yeah, we may have to.
So I want to go back up to...
You'll go up.
I want to go up to... So there's two people in the $8,000 range. And let me make my case, and then you can tell me that we're wrong. Because we can... There's quite a few people in the $6,000 range that we could afford if we wanted to.
Okay.
Of which, if we did this, we would have to. So there's a few people here that I think are somewhat mispriced. And one of them being Cam Young at $8,700. T51 and T3. So you can get around here, and we know what he's done for us lately. So that's a think about it. But the guy that I think we have to put in is at $8,500, and it's Shane Lowry.
Okay.
T43 at the Masters, T19 at the Players. They hadn't played any. That's his two tournaments. That's what we can anchor to. I think Shane Lowry is. I think that this could be This could be a law recourse.
Okay. Good. I like
either that or Corey Connors. Those are the two people in the $8,000 range that I'm all over.
Well, how's Lowry done compared to him in the past here?
Lowry has definitely played better. Yeah. I said T67, T3, T9, T3. Mm-hmm. Connors T31, T12, T4, T21.
I like them both.
I like them both too.
Let's go Lowry. Yep.
All right. Lowry is in the lineup. Okay. All right. Now we got some serious.
I think we go Siwoo.
Okay. Yeah. So do I. No questions asked. Siwoo's in.
It's a Pete Dye, right? It's Mr. Siwoo Kim. Yep.
All right. So we're gonna have to drop. We got to make some changes then.
Okay. Who do you want to drop?
Well, let's first
decide who we want next.
Let's go down to the $6,000 range and see who we want next. So Webb Simpson, he's won here before.
He's on my list. Not only did he win before, I think he's got the tournament record. Was he like minus 23 or something like that?
I bet his ownership is just complete shit. I mean, the sirens are sounding. That's how good of a pick that was. Did you hear that?
Exactly.
I put the sirens on
for
you, Danny.
I don't even know how much he is, but he's on my list.
He's in the $6,000. Where did he go?
There he is, $6,200.
Yeah, I mean, can we go wrong? No. I mean, we could. We've gone wrong before, but... 5% ownership. Come on, give me some Weber.
Heck yeah, man. He tore that place up a couple of years ago.
Give me some Weber. All right, so we're negative $500.
Okay. Who we dumping? Harmon.
That's where I'm looking at first.
Let's dump Harmon. If we dump Harmon, we can get. Ooh, I don't know how I don't know how Sanjay likes these greens. This is where Sanjay traveled. He really tried. He was challenged with these greens a couple years ago. He couldn't make a damn putt.
Let's see. Who said we had to play Sanjay?
Well, I'm just saying he was like the next person in line besides Keegan.
73. Sanjay, you ready for this? T7, T21, and T13.
I told you.
I'd say he likes it.
He sucks at this place.
You told me he loves these greens.
I'm telling you, he hated these fucking greens years ago. I'm telling you, I remember that. We can play him, though.
Bucky was T15 last year. you know who could be sneaky? I bet ownership is zero. He's 60. Ooh, there's two people at $6,700 I think that are pretty interesting. Let's see, and they are 7%. Both are single digit ownership.
Okay.
I can be convinced to go either way.
You want Eric Cole?
Such a child. I'm such a child. I can go either. I can go both ways.
You want Hadwin?
I can take anyone at $6,700.
Even EVR. Okay. Well, who has the best course history out of these three?
Eric Cole has not played a tournament here.
Okay.
EVR miscut. T10, T21. Adam Hadwin, miscut, T26. Miscut, T41, and T48.
I think we go EVR. No?
Over Eric Cole?
Okay, let's go with Eric Cole. Because he has not played here, and he's been on.
Go to... Okay, here we are. Putter looks good. EVR looks good, man. EVR looks real good. Missed a cut of the players. Players was that. I don't know if you can really. Well, we've got other options. We don't have to go. We've got options. Okay. There's. There's plenty. Let's see. Off the tee. I think off the tee is going to be. It's crucial here. And how much? What do we got left? We got 7,300.
$7,300 left. Yeah.
So there's Jaeger, Sanjay. I mean, Sanjay may not be bad. Man.
I was kidding with you, but I did remember him having terrible putting, but if you said he's like T13 and everything, let's take Sanjay.
Sanjay's not bad, and everybody's off of him this week.
Because of last week. Let's just take Sanjay. Lock it in.
Hold on. No, you're so anxious. I want you to be paid. I think EVR is the play.
EVR.
I think it's EVR or Eric Cole. And
which one do you want?
I want you to pick it.
Okay, hold on. Let me go back down here.
I mean, EVR ranks out better in the model.
Yeah, let's go EVR. All right.
EVR it is. I told you we should have picked.
Yeah, dang right. Okay. I got a couple things I got to ask you about.
Is this personal?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I ate 4 sandwiches at the Masters on Sunday, and I just haven't felt right since.
Do tell.
All right. So, RBC top 20. All right. You ready for this?
How many sandwiches did you eat?
4, like just like you said. You told me to eat 4.
Aren't you lactose intolerant?
I am. Of course I am.
I thought you were.
So I can get top 20. Webb Simpson plus 400.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. What else? Let's see. Who else is down here?
What's Siwoo for a top 20?
Siwoo. Oh, where the hell is he at? Where is he? Hold on. I gotta find him.
You do have to find him.
Hold on. He might be up top.
He's 2,500.
He's mine. Siwoo Kim from top 20 is minus 105. Can you believe that shit?
Whoa.
Wow. Well, I was going to ask you about this one. Let me ask you about this. Grayson Murray. Top 20. Plus 700.
I mean, ideally, you want to win money, right?
Well, hold on. How much is Grayson Murray this week? He's down here at the bottom. Money down here somewhere near. I got this.
Yeah, of course he is.
Where the hell is he at? There he is.
I mean, if they would have tried to milk the cut for Tiger Woods so they could get that viewership up, I mean, Grayson Murray would have been sitting at home with the wag.
Good point. All right, what about top 40?
Yes, I can get in on that for top 40.
Let me see how much he is for a top 40.
Because there's no cut, right? So that the
he's plus 140 for a top 40.
And that'd suck.
Yeah. All right, got that.
Let's see who we got at birdies.
Why are they dogging out Kisner so much for a top 40? Plus 350 for a top 40. It's a short course.
I know. I don't know if his
mind's not been there anymore.
I mean, that's what I would say, but I don't know that that's necessarily the case. Who am I? Who am I to judge a man?
All right. Any other bets you want to place here?
What about some long shots for the win?
For the win. All right.
What's Siwoo to win?
Siwoo to win. Plus 2,500. Yeah.
I mean, if not, I mean, top 5. It can't be that far off to play a top 5.
Yeah. Zalatoris is plus 2,500, too.
What's Cantlay?
Plus 14.
I think Cantlay is plus 1,400. I mean, I'm thinking that might be the one and done for the week. Either that or I think it's him or Tony Fleetwood.
Okay.
What do you think for the win?
For the win, I think Fleetwood might be our guy. It might be his first win.
All right. I'm not against it. Oh, by the way, I'm leading, along with a lot of other people, I'm leading in Mayo's major championship one and done.
Are you?
By the way.
Nice.
Yeah, let me find him here. Let's see. Am I leading? What the fuck am I not leading? Oh yeah, first place.
Nice.
First place, $3.6 billion. So this is the important one. The other one that I'm in, which is the season long, I'm in like 2,000th place. So, but there's a lot of people in it. But this one, first place. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of other people in first place. We can pick anybody. This, Victor Hovland, withdraw, WD.
He's going to get fined.
I'm telling you, Victor Hovland's out. Let me see if there's a...
Oh, my Victor.
Let's see. And he had a short week at the Victor Perez WD. So that's it, Vic. That's, so far, Vic and Perez are out. Not Fat Pat Perez.
No, he's still in.
Vic Perez, he is still in. So we can pick anybody. The only person unavailable is Scottie Scheffler, of which I picked to win the Masters.
We just picked Fleetwood. Fleetwood.
Well, we did. Well, you want Fleetwood?
It's a good pick. He had a great week last week. He's due for a win. Due for a win. He has never had a win on tour. I mean, either that. I mean, you use Cantlay, right?
No, we have Cantlay.
That's not a bad pick right there either, though. But I think we could probably pick Cantlay for a little bit of a longer course.
I can take Fleetwood. I could take Fleetwood in both. So mm-hmm. So we've got two running. But I could also take Cantlay. I can play Fleetwood in the major one and done, and I could play Cantlay in the season long one and done.
Okay.
I don't know if that's smart, but. Doesn't matter. I mean, it's fine. But I definitely like seeing us at maybe I'm the only player in the major one and done.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. We'll see. Show me. Let's see the leaderboard. Let's see how many other people. Just so I may not be able to boast about this very long. Yeah, there's a lot of people in the one and done, and in the that picked. A lot of people. There's only 56 entries, and out of the 56 entries, let's see. Ooh, first place. Yeah, a lot of people picked. a lot of people. What is this? 21 of the 56 picked. So it's a big week. It's a big week. It could take us over the top. This is a signature event, by the way. I think the payout's another like $3 million or so.
Send a signal.
We're going up. all right, so we're good there. We didn't talk about JT Post. I had JT Post written down as a play, but
yeah, had him marked.
If we need to make any edits or audits, JT Poston would be a guy that I'm not picking him to win, but this could be a JT Poston, could be right up his alley. By the way,
I saw you had him marked,
but I like where we are. I like what we got. I'll squeeze him.
Off the tee was critical, and he's 53rd out of 70 off the tee here.
I'm with you. I'm just saying.
But I'm with you. I think it's a good call out too. He's been playing good golf. Keep an eye on him.
Yeah. Before we get away from Hilton Head, Dan wants to talk about some movie shit. I don't know what this is about. It's supposed to be a thing about drinking and golf, but here we go. if in Hilton Head, doesn't have to be for this event. I mean, these places will be open all the time. The best restaurant. Now this is. This is subjective.
Oh.
But if I were going to tell you that, this is the, if you did go to this restaurant, it's the Fish Camp at Broad Creek. Have you ever been there, Dan?
No, I have not.
All right. So it's on kind of the lower south side of the island. So if you get to the gate at Harbortown to enter, don't go in the gate. If you see a guard and they ask you for your information, stop.
Run.
There's a little turnaround area. Turn around. Go to the little turnaround area and turn it around. Go back to the light. Take a left. A couple miles down, and it's got to go to the right back in. It's inland. Mm. But it is on the water. Mm. But Fish Camp at Broad Creek.
Okay.
Fantastic. Fantastic place.
Cool.
The other place, before you get on the island... Burnt Church Distillery.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Stop in and give them a little taste. Looks like a wonderful venue. We've sampled plenty of their fine spirits, of which we're big fans of.
Yep.
But those are my two must stops. When in or around the Hilton Head area, Burnt Church, Fish Camp at Broad Creek.
Nice. Good. Good.
All right. What are these ridiculous movies you want to talk about?
I don't have any ridiculous. Shows. I was just going to say, that's fine. I was asking you pre-show if you've been watching Tokyo Vice. I know you're a fan of Tokyo. Season one was good. And season two is very good as well. It started a little slow.
So is season two equally as good as season one?
It really started to develop. I think it's all done now, but I've got like an episode or two left. And I'm like, yeah, I'm all in. It's good. It's gotten good. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. They really brought it back. Yeah. I thought it started kind of slow, but I'm like, it's gotten good. Yeah. Did you like season one?
I did. Yeah. I thought it was. I thought it was a good show.
Yeah. You'll like this one. It's definitely worth checking out. And I think Downey's got a new show out, doesn't he? Have you seen this?
Who?
Robert Downey Jr.
No, I've not seen this.
I think I just saw that he's got a new HBO show.
You were talking about the Colin Farrell show.
Colin Farrell show. That's good. Sugar. Yeah.
Sugar. You're talking
the,
about
the last
sugar
episode
liked.
Of Sugar. Ah, a little slower. I was like, I don't know about this, you know.
What? You've given up already?
No. They all have filler episodes. And this one here, I didn't think it was that good of an episode, but I'm still 100% in on Sugar.
So you're committed?
I'm committed. I like Sugar. Yes.
There's definitely a theme with these kind of throwback movies, because Sugar to me looks like it's dated back in the mid. Mm-mm. It's current.
Mm-hmm. It's weird. It starts with a flashback, but then it goes to current day, and they play these old movie stuff. They play like the 50s and 60s movie in the middle of it.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
It's all just like a nostalgia kind of stuff. But he's modern day. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And to me, it looked like it was going to be like a, I mean, not a mobster kind of thing, but I kind of took him as like a fixer, like a Ray Donovan kind of guy. But you say that's not what he is at all.
Well, he's a private investigator, but I could see how you could say he's kind of a fixer because he's kind of like that. It's similar, right? He's Ray Donovan was 100% a fixer. He's kind of a PI, but kind of a fixer. Yeah, yeah, kind of similar.
Okay. Big drinker. He's his metabolism doesn't look like mine.
Oh yeah, okay. And I did check out the Ripley show. I watched the first episode. That one is set out back in like the 70s or 60s or 50s or whatever the hell it was.
Wherever that is in Italy, like that is that town that was filmed in. I guess it's attracting like all these folks are trying to get in there to go check it out. I mean, it's
I wanna
doing
go.
Things.
Looks
man.
Cool. Now, have you watched the show? The new one?
This Ripley the series?
Yeah, the new one. Yeah.
No, I have not watched it yet.
Okay. I was
busy watching The Masters.
We were talking. I know. We were talking, and you said, well, it's just like The Talented Mr. Ripley, like the books.
Talented
it's the
Mr. Ripley. Ripley.
And I said, okay, cool. It's based on that. It's not. I didn't realize
it's a very inclusive movie.
Okay. It's like the same freaking story. I'm like, I don't need to see this. I already saw the movie.
No, it's based on the book about the dude kills the guy.
I thought maybe it was like a prequel or something like that. Mm-mm. No, it's the same
everything
freaking
I
thing.
Heard about it is it's the same shit. Yeah. You've got to watch it over the course of multiple episodes instead of just sitting down and watching the movie.
I thought the movie was like really good, so I don't need the show. I'm good.
You would. You would be one of those.
I thought it was cool. But
you would be one of
you
those.
You don't like the movie?
It's been so long since I watched it.
That movie for me is a lot like Crazy Heart. It's two movies. Like the first part, I like it up. Like Crazy Heart.
That
like it until he lost the kid. When he loses the kid in Crazy Heart, I turn it off.
Nobody likes losing a kid.
No, and then after that, I'm like, I don't need that part. So, but then in Ripley, like the movie, until it gets like kind of creepy at the end, I'm like, the first part, like the Italy and the dancing
would,
and all that
you
stuff's
would like
fun.
The
and the martinis, all that stuff's
you
fun.
Would,
no, no, I'm
you
not
would
the,
like
no,
the creepy
no,
part.
No.
Speaking of a martini, if you were going to have a martini of choice, gin or vodka?
Oh, definitely gin, right?
Shaken or stirred?
I like the shake. Yep.
Me too. Yeah. I'd give it game. Make it two.
And I am right. So there is a new show called The Simplifier.
First time for everything.
And it's got Robert Downey and debuted last night, apparently. And
what's,
I have not
what's
seen
it. About? What's it about?
It says it is about near the end of the Vietnam War. A plant who is embedded in South Vietnam Army flees
Hold
to the United
is
States.
Is he a man acting like a man, exactly. trying to be another man?
And takes up residence in a refugee community where he continues to secretly spy and report back to the Vietnam Congress. Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Yeah, this one's up your alley too, because it's got a lot of Vietnamese people, and there's got Sandra Oh. Yep.
Ooh, I do love Sandra Oh. Yeah. I love some Viet Cong. I know you can't get around.
Yeah,
that's what Mom calls the Korean, calls her the Viet Cong.
Yep.
Like
this one's up your alley too.
All peninsulas, but different peninsulas. So let's see. Oh, you know what I did. You know what I started watching in my hungover stupors a few mornings ago? I turned on, because I love you love him too. Walter Goggins.
Oh yeah.
Walter Goggins.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Walter Goggins. Coggins. Walton Goggins.
Bourbon guy.
Yep. Big Bourbon. Unlike Max Homa. And maybe that's the reason Max Homa took the Elijah Craig off his shirt, because he hadn't been drinking much.
Yeah. So there's probably a bigger story than we know about.
There is a bigger story. Walton Goggins is in, there's a show called Fallout.
Yes. Yes. It's on Amazon, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's on Prime. And you know, I didn't think I was going to like it. I thought it was going to be corny, but I like him as an actor, so yeah. I thought, hey, you know, I'll give him a shot. I guess it's based on a video game. You may not know this about me, Dan, but I'm not a big gamer.
Me either.
I don't own a gaming device in my house. I got some golf clubs that I hit like shit. So
you got that putter machine behind you.
I do have the putter machine, and like my idea of gaming is, let's crack open a few bottles and see who gets to the bottom first. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely weird. So I described it to somebody in the couple of episodes that I watched. It's like, so it's like a combination of Westworld and, what was the show where they crashed the plane on the island, and it went on for like 8 or 10 years or some shit? They crashed the plane on the island,
Lost.
And it was like Secret Lost. Okay, yeah. So if you combine like Westworld, Lost, and The Book of Eli.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know two of those are series and one of them is a movie, but if you combine those three, I mean, that's the equivalent of Fallout.
Yeah.
So if you like those kind of things, you would like that. It's a little futuristic. It's a little bit like unbelievable. There's parts of it that are like, well, shit, I guess that could happen. But yeah, it's or if you're a prepper. If you're a prepper, you'd like it. Yeah, that's it's kind of like there's a one episode where this. It's all about the bomb dropping, right? About blowing things up. And this guy goes and he bought a house and it had like this shelter underneath, a bomb shelter. And he goes, he's shutting the door and his buddy comes over. And he's like, let me in. Remind me something like you would do. Let me in. He's like, get the fuck out of here. He just punches him in the mouth.
Yeah.
Like, I could see Dan doing that to me.
Oh, yeah.
100%. I could really see that happening.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. Yeah, good stuff. Well, RBC will be fun. I hope Weber comes back and... plays well.
God, I do too.
I miss old Weber, man. He was a good player.
Are you second guessing this?
No. I'm just thinking of Weber, and I'm like, you know, like what happened to that guy? He was on fire there.
Well, he got hurt. He was injured.
I know.
And he's getting old.
Mm, he's not that old. How old is Webb Simpson?
I mean, compared to Ludwig Åberg.
That's true.
Who used to be the golfer formerly known by Ludwig Åberg.
He's 38.
I'm just saying, he's getting Ludwig Åberg, formerly known as Åberg, is 23.
Åberg. I know.
And they had to put a fucking O over the A because I guess he's like, it's Åberg. And is it really Åberg? Because everybody's called you Åberg for ever since. Ever since.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it's like Rodeo Drive,
it's
like Rodeo Drive and Rodeo Drive over here. It's Åberg over here.
Well, hold on. I've got a better example. I would consider, and you were there with me. And we're walking on the Lower East Side.
Yeah.
And we come up on this street that starts with an H, and I thought it ended with an Ouston.
Yeah, yeah.
It does not. Yeah. It actually ends with an Alston.
Alston, that's right. That's right.
I mean, Houston?
Houston. Well,
clearly, you've never been to fucking Texas. Because that's right. It says Houston, damn it, Houston.
Yep.
Just saying.
Just saying. Just saying. Good. That's a good point. That's a damn good
just
point.
Just saying. All right, so we need Tony Fleetwood to pull one out, man.
Oh, yeah.
This would be it'd be great to see Tony win a signature event. I'm all about this.
Me too. That'd be great.
All right. Well, that's a wrap for me.
All right. There you go. Cheers.
Until next time.
Cheers.